Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Hello.
The Bruins can. The Bruins can.
Who will win the Stanley?
Who will win the Stanley?
And bring it back to town.
Bring it back to town.
Any team we face, well, you know who'll take them down. The Bruins can.
The Bruins can.
Oh, our Bruins team can.
Our Bruins team can.
Our Bruins team can. Cause we'll score a lot of goals because we're wicked good.
We're wicked good.
Who will beat Toronto?
Who can beat Toronto?
We gave that team the boot.
Gave the team the boot.
Gave every Canadian something to cry about. The Bruins can.
The Bruins can.
Oh, our Bruins team can.
Our Bruins team can.
Our Bruins team can. Cause we'll score a lot of goals because we're wicked good.
Cause we're wicked good.
The other teams dare to try and poke the bear. They think they'll break us like glass dishes. But they're not gonna get their wishes. We're gonna make them all our bitches. Oh, wait until the final.
Wait until the final.
We're gonna make them scream.
Gonna make them scream.
Who will win the Stanley and destroy the other team? The Bruins can.
The Bruins can.
Oh, our Bruins team can.
Our Bruins team can.
Our Bruins team can. Cause we'll score a lot of goals because we're wicked good.
Cause we're wicked good.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios. You can follow us on Twitch and watch the show live. Go to twitch.tv, search Sports Hub, download the app to your smartphone, 617-779-0985. I am locked out of my computer. It would not accept my password for four times, and now I wonder how long you're locked out for.
Yeah, I don't know with these computers. What is it? I know that before it's been like 5 minutes is kind of the standard. You guys got to sit there and take your punishment and feel ashamed.
So Nick is getting me into the...
That'll teach you, Fred.
There you go. Go get him, Swordfish.
Yeah.
Our man's over here just... Captain Hacker getting all through there.
I don't know. To get the full Swordfish treatment, he needs somebody else to...
Jamel, yeah. He's getting me in there.
Look at that.
And it says, hi. When he logs in, it says, hi, we got some updates for your PC.
Oh, huh. How about that?
Well, I don't need those updates. By the way, if you ever thought the lead into this show wasn't good, there was a quite the comedic discussion leading to guffaws of laughter on Amy Lawrence about the idea of eating a lot of marshmallows. But then they weren't marshmallows. They were something else. And my son and daughter are watching Malcolm in the Middle. And I believe it is something from Malcolm in the Middle's first season. The guy says he can eat 100 of these like marshmallow treats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they were doing that.
Is it like the chubby bunny thing that was a phenomenon for a while?
The chubby bunny.
Yeah.
So that has got her in absolute hysterics. She's overjoyed.
Is that Amy or was it somebody else filling
in? No, it was Amy.
No, it was Amy.
Okay, she had a cold or something because she sounded different.
Well, her cat's dander is up. It's the spring.
Maybe it is. That might
when
be
you
the
have
allergies.
500 cats, I mean, things can get a little out of control.
Well, speaking of eating things, we have to... In the bird household, I think we had a massive...
Oh, no.
A massive, massive tragedy yesterday. Let's go to the news, shall we?
A cook at Kelly's Roast Beef and Saugus sick with Salmonella typhi, which causes typhoid fever. It's rare in the United States, more common in some developing nations. Kelly says the employee had just returned from out of the country.
We were coming to have clams, roast beef. You know, the usual, the clam chowder.
Regulars showing up Tuesday night, unaware that the restaurant temporarily closed down. Kelly says it is allowed to be open, but they don't have enough available staff because everyone needs to be tested before coming back to work.
I'm glad if it's that serious that it is closed down and nobody else is going to get sick.
Only the Saugus location is closed. Typhoid fever can be life-threatening and only affects about 350 people in the U.S. every year, according to the Centers for Disease Control. People who are actively sick with the illness can spread the bacteria to others.
That's shocking. I mean, we come here once a week.
Bird, how much of a code red was this? In the B to the R to the R to the D household. Oh, you got a shot. So Bird got a shot, so he's all set. By the way, why is it every time I hear a story where a restaurant and, like, the food, be, you know, there's, like, salmonella or something is contaminated, that it makes me immediately want to eat there? Anytime there's, like, something about, like, there was, like, tainted beef found at, like, some place, I'm always like, God, that place sounds pretty good. Well, they show it on the news, and I'm like...
You're a huge
really bizarre and strange behavior on your part.
It's a weird thing, but that happened just recently with, like, another restaurant, and they showed it on TV, and I'm like... Man, I haven't eaten that place in a while. I need to go back there.
You are a death wish, sir. You are like Fonzie.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but that is the best was that they showed on three different networks people broadcasting from outside of the Kelly's Roast Beef, and then they got sound bites from a bunch of different people. And first of all, it was just like the Bird family reunion, people showing up. But it was like the same three people on all three networks. Like, they were the three people who eat at Kelly's Roast Beef, like, every single day, apparently, when they show up.
Well, they like the clams.
Well, that guy, well, that one guy liked the clams. He was a big fan of the clams.
So, that was the one in Everett?
No, that's the one in Saugus. The one in Everett, I think, is still kicking it.
The one in Everett is as clean as a whistle.
No. Saugus. It's Saugus.
But the one in Everett is clean.
There is not one in Everett. It's in Medford.
Oh, it's
hang
in Medford.
Hang on. So, you don't...
Don't hang on. It's in Medford.
You don't consider Everett... Right there on that, right before, like on Mystic River?
On the bridge? I do not.
That's not Everett. Oh, come on. You're being picky. That's like when people say that, like, the Golden Banana is Peabody and it's not Saugus. It's right there.
It's on the other side of the water. It's Wellington. It's the Orange Line. You got to cross the tracks. You're in Medford. Dumbass.
I've never been to either of any of these places.
So where does Everett end? Right before the Kelly's Roast Beef?
The big giant circle there, the big rotary there.
It's about, on that
before
circle.
Before the monolith.
Yeah, so you can throw a rock from Kelly's Roast Beef to that circle.
You got to cross the water.
That's a difference. That's a clear line of demarcation.
Oh, you and your towns.
You think Medford wants to be associated with Everett? It's different.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Kelly's Roast Beef and Revere.
In this case, maybe
right.
Not.
There's a Kelly's and Revere on the beach.
Well, Everett's got the superior athletes when it comes to football.
That's very true, that is also a clear line of demarcation.
Medford does not have that.
Right.
And by the way, that monolith, big things happen in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a huge success.
Lots going on over there.
Yeah. A big success that is going to be.
It opens in a month, right? The 23rd? 1 month from tomorrow is supposedly when it's supposed to open.
People from all over the world will be coming to see the water tower. Bird shaking his head. Bird's whole family's panicking. All the jobs are drying up. Oh, poor guy. So, yeah, Amy Lawrence has got the, she had marshmallow talk. Now, John, you were here before me, and I refused to listen to her in the car. How long did this go on?
There was a lot of laughing. I did not, again, I'm doing my work here, so I wasn't really listening for a lot of it. But all I know is there was a lot of laughing. Apparently, a lot that was funny involved. Okay. It's Chubby Bunny, right? So there was a lot.
Now, what is Chubby Bunny?
That's when you stuff your face full of marshmallows and see how many you can eat, right?
Yeah.
I believe that's what it is.
You have to say the word Chubby Bunny.
You have to say Chubby Bunny, because if you get a certain amount of, it depends on how many marshmallows you can stuff in and still say the word. Okay. The words.
And now, is this going to happen on her show?
I think it already did, right? I think it already happened. I think they already had the contest.
See, I thought this was a big setup for it.
No, this is a retrospective.
I don't think it happened, John. I think it is a big setup for holiday weekend.
My mistake. You
know, perhaps on Friday.
That could be.
Okay. Chubby Bunny Challenge.
I did not know.
It's hard to bring in people on a Friday on Memorial Day weekend, so they're going to, that's the big thing they're going to do.
So real quick, friend, I just Googled it, and the videos that come up, the top three, if you're over the age of 10, it doesn't count, and the other one is Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon has done it.
Yes.
Him and Amy Lawrence, not dissimilar. I will tell you that. Not dissimilar at all. Ay, 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 this lead-in. Holy moly. And it would be one thing if she just did it, but it's the whole thing is that it's going to be that she's like in hysterics over it. She just thinks it's so funny. Do it. Fine, do it. Maybe it's compelling for, 10 minutes. But the idea of leading up to it and just be howling with laughter is another thing altogether. Holy moly. Now, Rich, did we get submissions for the Superfan contest?
We got some great ones. I mean, this is going to be tough to find the winner of our Bruins Superfan contest. I mean, there's a dude that is so good that it scares me. Like, when this guy comes in studio, I'm kind of going to be freaked out how much of a Bruins fan he is.
You already have picked this guy.
Well, there's one guy that's in. Like, he's in the contest. I mean, unless, like, you just have, like, three aliens within the next, 28 hours, because you have until 10 o'clock tomorrow to submit these two-minute videos showing you how big of a super fan you are to get these tickets to game one. But there's one dude that, I mean, I don't know if he'll win it, because someone might come in studio and blow us away by what
they say.
No, but
he's a finalist. You already have him.
I mean, I haven't named him a finalist, but as I said, I don't know if anyone's going to be able to top his video and pictures and all the stuff that he's submitted. As I said, this guy is such a fan that I might be legitimately creeped out by him when he's in studio.
Well, that's good to know. The big scary man guy I know has said he would be here. Has anyone got in touch with Xanadude?
Xanadude, you not heard anything back?
Uh-oh.
I'll contact Xanadude.
All right. Xanadude, though, is a teacher, which might make it difficult for him to be in here. He would have to let his class down. And this class needs Xanadude.
Yeah, we'll meet a couple of the people and hear some of the submissions later on in the show. But I'm looking forward to this. This is one of the easier contests we've ever done. Easy as far as just like people came out of the woodwork and went, yep, I'm one of them. And so, I mean, we had within the first 3 hours of when we announced this contest, we had several submissions that are just all stars.
All right, really quick, I have to hear this. Luke, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, the Amy Lawrence thing is driving me nuts, but your knowledge of it is pissing me off, because they have done the Chubby Bunny. If you were listening this morning like I was, they have done the Chubby Bunny before once, and now they're going to do it again, and that's why they're talking about it again. So this is kind of the second annual. But this show has got me to where I don't know why I keep coming back. I get so angry and I scream at the radio and I change the channel. And then 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, I'm listening to it again. And it's this cycle that drives me nuts. But the thing the laughing, the guffawing, that someone mentioned Weight Watchers just before you guys came on. And she said, yeah, I wonder how many points it's going to affect my Weight Watchers. It's driving me insane.
Yeah. So what was so funny about the Chubby Bunny contest that she had to guffaw?
God, I don't know. It's just the hilarity of the imagery that this must put in your head of her face stuffed with marshmallows. I have no idea why what they think that a 7-year old would think is funny, they're using just a central thing on their show.
Well, listen, it's very difficult to make herself laugh. We've learned that. All right, Rich, what is coming up?
Well, we now know who the Bruins are going to be playing. We will get to that.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Listen, listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
After the long, long wait, the Bruins now know who the final team in their way to the Stanley Cup is.
And the St. Louis Blues, for the first time in 49 years, have done it. You can bring out the Zamboni. The Blues will go to the Stanley Cup Final and face off against the Boston Bruins. A rematch, 49 years in the making, comes true in St. Louis tonight.
That's right. The Bruins will be taking on the St. Louis Blues. The Blues, who beat up on a team missing a handful of their top players and are now moving on to the Stanley Cup Final to take on the Bruins. 5-1 was the final score over the Sharks yesterday. It's actually a pretty cool story, seeing that the Blues were in last place in January, and now they're in the Stanley Cup Final, but it is now officially time to hate the song Gloria, which they were playing, of course, after every single postseason win at home. Who am I kidding? It's still a good song. Well, one guy that I'm sure you're going to see a lot of in the next 2 weeks is Blues coach Craig Berube, who, boy, this guy is just, he's captain excitement. Take it away.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Just your thoughts as the final seconds are going down and you realize you're going to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
final.
It's obviously a great feeling. Not only, you know, I mean, for everyone, you know, the fans, our organization, you know, ownership, management, players, training staff, you know, obviously everybody's involved and, you know, they all deserve credit and you're moving on to the finals. So it's a great feeling.
Thank you, Captain Berube, Mr. Excitement. He's a gentleman who is looks like at any moment he will just squeak one out and not know it even did it. I imagine him adjusting the thermostat in the middle of the night at just an agonizing rate while scratching himself. So now David Backes will be playing against his former team, the team where he was not only drafted but spent 5 seasons as a captain. Some of his old teammates are looking forward to seeing him once again on the ice, like defenseman Alex Pietrangelo.
We interviewed David Backes the day he signed with Boston, which was the day that you got married. How amazing is it that things have happened this way, that you're going to face David Backes in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a strange way to have things go, but you know, whether it's me against him or other guys, everybody seems to know somebody else on the other team. It's just how the way the league is now. It's fun playing against people you know, though. It's just that little bit of an extra battle, and I think you can have a storyline like that all you want, that he was more important about signing than my wedding, I guess, because it was in my wedding party. But it doesn't matter when you get to this point in the season and you get into these games. It's everyone's going as hard as they can, regardless of whether you know each other or not.
Well, as we know, Game 1 isn't until Monday night, so the Bruins figured as a way to keep themselves from sitting around and getting rusty, the team would throw an intra-squad scrimmage tomorrow night at the TD Garden with the public invited. It's going to be at 7 p.m. as the Bruins are going to split into two teams and play two 25-minute periods with two refs on the ice. Tickets are going to be $20 a person. There's a charity angle there, $10 for season ticket holders and game plan holders. Here is Bruce Cassidy yesterday with some more details on the scrimmage.
Trying to simulate a game situation, going to the rink, preparing for a game day. Listen, I don't know at the end of the day how everyone's going to play out until Game 1 happens. We had some ideas we bandied around and came up with this one. It'll be live to a certain extent. Obviously talk to the players about the physicality part. We're looking for compete and we're looking for pace. We're not looking for guys to blow each other up, sort of start getting back into it. We've had good practices, but this will just be a little bit different.
I like that. We said, dude, just don't smash into each other. We want speed. We don't want any kind of violence out there. How embarrassing would that be if during a scrimmage someone got injured and wasn't able to play in the Stanley Cup final? He also added that the scrimmage will be three lines, 5D aside, Team White's going to get Tuca, and hey, the kids get free popcorn. It's actually a cool idea that they're doing, and I think there's obviously still tickets available. And do you get them at Ticketmaster? Is that how you, or you go to the Bruins website?
Box office, maybe?
Yeah, I'm that's the one thing I'm not quite sure of, but I'm sure
Columbus did this too while they were waiting for the Bruins.
Okay, well, it's a good idea. It's not a bad idea. And by the way, Cassidy, just like you, can't wait to go ahead and get this whole thing started.
You don't want to miss anything, but no, I'm not nervous. I'm actually more excited and, you know, 8:07 puck drop, or I guess it's NBC, so maybe 8:22 or something. They tend to drag it on. I get it. And that's when, you know, it starts. It's on, man.
He's right.
NBC, you suck.
They're a thousand times worse than the NBA. The NHL, like the NBA now, during the playoffs, when they say they're going to tip off at 7, like before
7:02.
Right. Yeah, it's like 7:04. At the latest, puck drop is ridiculous how long you have to wait.
Yeah,
and he might be right. It might be a full 22 minutes before any of that happens.
Sure, the corporate partner's like, excuse me, we're not too fond of that.
He's right.
Shut him up.
I mean, he's absolutely right.
He's right, but it's just they drag it out. Well, okay.
Bruce Cassidy also knows that he has a group of guys from 2011 who know what it's like to win a Stanley Cup. He also knows that he has a group of guys from 2013 who have lost a Stanley Cup final. And that feels just as important.
It's tough to get back here. They haven't been back since 13. I'm sure those guys that were here look at that as an opportunity lost, and they don't want to go through that again. So that's what I sense from them right now, which is good because we have some younger guys that haven't been through it, and you don't want them to think that. I mean, I'd love their confidence if they assume they're going to be here every year, but it just doesn't work that way. So I hope that message gets across to them as well.
It was interesting. I was taking a look to see which players currently on the roster were on the 11 team and the 13 team. And there's only one guy who's currently playing who was not on the 11 team, who was on the 13. Do you know who that is? He lost the Stanley Cup final.
Well,
but
Rask didn't
win
it. Play a lot in 11.
Not including Rask, because Rask was on the roster. So I count him as, he's got a ring. So, he's on the Stanley Cup.
Wait, the one guy that was what?
The one guy that was on the 13 team that is currently on the team that wasn't on the 11. So the only one on this team who's lost the Stanley Cup final but not 1-1.
And does he have to be playing right now? Or could he be hurt?
He's playing.
Okay, so he's not hurt.
No, he's not hurt. He's playing.
All right, let me...
That was on the 13 Bruins team, but not on the 11.
Not a fourth liner, not a third liner.
No.
Second
Krejci?
Line...
No. Nope, Krejci was on the Stanley
Krejci
Cup team.
Was on the
that's
Stanley
right,
Cup
Krejci
team,
was... That's right.
So the ones on the Stanley Cup team, Chara, Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, and then...
Krug.
Torrey Krug. That is it. Torrey Krug.
Oh, yeah!
Nicely done.
Woo! Yeah!
Yes, yes, yes.
Happy for you, Fred.
Thank you.
Very good.
And not that I don't know if it even matters or not. You would think there's probably something to be said for it, but if you look at the St. Louis Blues,
they have one guy.
Only one player, David Perron.
Perron did it last year with Las Vegas.
Okay. So he's the only one who's played in a Stanley Cup final on the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
And as I said,
Johnny
Morgan, you got that one.
That wasn't as impressive.
Okay. No, Fred's was way more impressive.
Obviously.
You maybe got to bring your, get a little quicker next time there, John.
Yep.
Sorry.
We do have Bruce Cassidy. He's going to be on with us at 9 a.m. this morning. So we'll make sure to have the dump button ready to go, which is great. He seems to be having a good time with all this. You can tell he's just, furious that they can't go ahead and play these games. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, and there's obviously a reason that they waited all the way till Monday, because they know that no one watches TV over Memorial Day weekend. They do not want to waste any kind of ad dollars putting it on a Saturday night during Memorial Day when everyone's at barbecues, Sunday night as well. So Monday night seemed to be the earliest possible day that they can do it. It just sucks for everyone involved, including, you know, Tuukka Rask, who has to sit around. I saw something last night. I was watching the end of that that Blues game, and they were talking afterwards. And someone made a good point saying that, you know, Tuukka Rask, out of all the goalies, they think this would probably affect the least. Because unlike probably a lot of people who play that position, all they would do is just think about playing in the Stanley Cup final. It would, like, consume everything. Like, when they would eat, drink, and sleep. Tuukka Rask is so weird that he's probably doing something that has nothing to do with hockey, and it doesn't even matter.
Well, he said as much. He said, yeah. I think about hockey when I'm there, and when I'm home, I don't think about it at all.
It's probably better.
You don't tear yourself up. You got a week and a half to wait.
He has not been playing golf. I can tell you that.
He has not been playing golf, I guess?
No, he has not been playing golf.
No, so, I mean, he is just... I have no idea what he's been doing, but I wouldn't be surprised if he just was making some sort of, like, clay creation, or, you know, went into, you know, do some sort of basket weaving.
So, when St. Louis, in the heated rivalry with St. Louis, can you guess who was in the West Division when St. Louis was swept by the Bruins in 1970?
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Pittsburgh was there. The Oakland Seals were there.
Correct.
Who else?
North Stars, Minnesota, Flyers, and Kings. So apparently they took all the garbage expansion teams and shoved them in the West.
But that's what they did for the first 3 or 4 years, however long it was. Right. I mean, they kept the original six teams intact in the East. And then all the expansion teams went in the West.
Yeah, so that's pretty fair.
So, yeah, I think St. Louis actually was the only team over 500 in the West the year they got to the Stanley Cup.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. They were 37-27.
That's right.
Followed by a Pittsburgh team that went a solid 26-38.
If they keep bringing up that thing, oh, at 40s, a rematch, 48 years in the middle. No. Like, who cares about that?
No,
like,
and the only thing people remember that for is that it was the Bobby Orr thing when he was flying through the air, when he scored the game-winning goal. That happened in game four of 1970.
Which was, they were up 3-0.
Right. So. No, it was a 3-0. That Stanley Cup-winning goal completed a sweep of basically an expansion team. That was only St. Louis's third year of existence that year.
So so it's interesting. The Orr statue, a beautiful picture.
Right. One of the most famous, if not the most famous, sports picture ever.
But you would think that it was a much more crucial goal than
it wasn't.
You might be overstating that. The most famous sports picture ever.
Which is better?
Muhammad Ali standing over his name?
That's one of them. Liston. But that was the rematch, I believe. That wasn't even the first fight.
Michael Jordan, the Air Jordan logo. I would say that.
Yeah, there's John's way off.
I think, dunk contest. This is a Stanley Cup winning goal, my friend.
Doesn't matter. What's more iconic? What's a more iconic photo than the Air Jordan symbol?
Well, just because it's been marketed. If he didn't have his own shoe, no one would care.
I would say that's somewhat more iconic.
Not nearly as well. That was in a dunk contest where he took off from the free throw line. Clearly, the Orr photo is much more important.
Well, John has been
I don't know what you guys are talking
already.
About. You're not even from here. Neither one of you.
You ain't from here.
What the hell's your problem?
I've made the sin of moving. All right, Rich, what else is going on?
Well, Red Sox kind of come back to earth a little bit. That wasn't
that wasn't fun.
It wasn't a good night.
Nope. All eyes are glued to the Red Sox. All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are Kutcher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Red Sox get shelled in Toronto.
Into right field. Betts back it up. Mookie with a long, long run hitting for the wall. And that ball is gone. He has struck again. This time a three-run homer.
That is Nesson, and after several decent starts, Eddie Rodriguez fell back to earth, smashed through the planet's crust, and shot out of China on the other side. He gives up three home runs, allowing six hits and six runs with three walks. My God, he was just
What happened to Erod?
He just went right through the middle
through China,
of
China, you say.
Well, he had not allowed a home run in his previous five starts, but then wound up saying, you know what, screw all that. Let's just kind of let water find its level. And he tied a season high with six earned runs allowed. Jays 10, Red Sox 3, but the offense also was so bad that they were 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 men on base last night. And at one point, it looked like Alex Cora was kind of pissed when he visited Erod on the mound. Here's Cora being asked about it afterwards.
No, it wasn't upset. It was, we got to make sure. No, it was something that I saw. Like body language, whatever.
Yeah, you were pissed.
Hey, we've been talking about this, and it's not stuff. It's just other stuff. Baseball stuff. Yeah. I don't want to say it because people are going to start searching for that.
You,
so
you realize that you were lying, and you were pissed.
Yeah.
You looked very pissed when you went out there. Well, that's Cora's side of the story. What say you, Eddie?
After that second home run, Alex came out to talk to you. What was he trying to?
He just told me to be aggressive. You know what I mean? Attack the hitter, be aggressive, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that was it. Well, the Sox are now slowly approaching 500 again at 25-23. They are 3-4 in their last seven games. John, what are you seeing out of this team right now?
They played exceptionally well. I think it's 14 wins in 20 games total over the last 3 weeks ago. But it was two things. First, we were talking yesterday. I mean, the real
That's
proof.
That's exceptionally well?
Yeah, 14-6. Yeah, that is well. That is very good. That's a very good record.
Not exceptional.
Okay, it's more than twice as many wins as losses.
Okay.
14-6 is pretty good.
Yep. But they are 3-4 in their last seven games.
Yeah, they are. So, but I mean, choose to spin the number in a larger sense.
I understand.
Clearly, you're having trouble looking at the bigger picture.
Who have they played?
They haven't played anyone, which was what I was getting to. The next 3 weeks are going to be very difficult. We talked about they play Houston. They play Minnesota, who's running away with the Central. They play the Yankees. I mean, they got some real tough teams coming up. And this, I'd say, in about the next month, we'll kind of figure out exactly how good they are. I mean, they were really bad at the beginning of the season. They played very well the last 3 weeks to a month. And now we'll see if this resurgence matters at all, especially because the Yankees are in first place and they're missing just about everybody. So we talked about that yesterday, too. A couple of things.
What's the timeline on these guys for the Yankees?
I think Judge is supposed to be back. No, I'm sorry. Stanton's supposed to be back before Judge, but neither are close. I mean, neither are right around the corner. So the Yankees are dominating the division despite the fact that they are missing. They just got Hicks back within the last week, and that guy had a real good year for them last year. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, clearly the Yankees are set up to go on a long run here once they get everyone healthy. I mean, Severino hasn't pitched at all. Paxton's barely pitched for them, and those guys are supposed to be the top two starters.
So are they your priority right now when there's no Bruins on? Because there were three things you could have watched last night. You could have watched the San Jose game, you could have watched the NBA, the Eastern Conference Finals, or you could have watched the Red Sox. And you chose to watch the Red Sox out of those three games?
The Red Sox, because that started before the other two. I watched the Red Sox first, but once the other two games started, I was slipping around.
Okay. All right, because I find myself, it's very tough for me to get too passionate about the Red Sox until the playoffs are done.
No, I understand.
You get passionate about the Red Sox?
Not passionate, but to be like dialed in, like to like interested, maybe is even a word. Like I'm not even that really that interested. There's some days we're on our show, we don't even mention the Red Sox. They'll play the day before.
Yeah, because we want ratings.
it's very, very tough. Now, I do find what was happening with Sale at the beginning of the season to be an interesting storyline.
He was was going to get his haircut where I got my haircut yesterday.
Really?
Yep. That was the big thing. He was going to get his haircut.
So the person was telling everyone, look who's got an appointment at 8 o'clock today?
No, because I go in there, you know, at once a month, and they were saying guys I knew that are in the media were there.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Holly, a clothes hoarder. I mean, this man is a fashionista. He goes in there and he buys clothes like there's no tomorrow.
So Sale was going to get his haircut yesterday?
Yep.
He was in Toronto.
Yesterday. Or he was signing up to get his haircut or something of that nature.
Placed a phone call, reserving an appointment.
Reserving an appointment, yes. Him and, yes, it's the choice of the local athlete.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I go to a haircut place where there might be an F-bomb every 3 seconds. Like, it's just all these people, and it's great. They're all telling stories about, I mean, I one time thought, like, I was going to, you know, sometimes you get your haircut, you're running errands, you bring kids to the
office.
No, not this place. No, it's great. It's like, everyone's like, F you, it's awesome. It's like this, like, circle of people just, like, swearing and telling really dirty stories. It's pretty fantastic, to be quite honest. High entertainment as you get your haircut. Well, Porcello versus Sanchez tonight. John Wallach?
Yeah.
They're going to bounce back after this horrible loss. You know what?
This is the big streak we've been waiting for Jackie Bradley Jr. This is it. Back-to-back homers, last two games. So it's like the first 7 weeks didn't even exist.
Well, when he's hot, Jackie gets hot. That's one thing you can say about Jackie Bradley Jr. Out of nowhere.
This is the beginning of that three-week stretch where he looks like Hank Aaron.
Right.
We'll see.
And everyone goes, see?
And you know
it
what?
It would take half the season for him to have a respectable
anything. That was what I was saying. This three-week run that he's got coming up will increase his average to about 210. Yep. And then he'll slide right back down to the 140 area where he is.
When you're slugging 231. You're really having a good time with it. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Jules, he's back.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
DN Van Lines.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich.
It's a real nightmare.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Just very quickly, if you want to know how terrible the Jets organization is, you know the show Good Morning Football?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to have that story. This is great.
Yeah. The guy Schrager, who's...
Peter Schrager.
Yep.
Like,
he's one of the four. It's him and...
Yeah, he's like the heavier white guy. Because there's like the guy that played for the Lions. There's a woman.
What's that, Kay Adams?
Okay, so you have Nate Burleson, Kay Adams, yeah. Peter Schrager, and who's the fourth guy?
It doesn't matter. But Peter Schrager is going to be brought in. Because he's friends with the Johnsons, who own the Jets, as to be one of the part of their GM search.
Yeah. Now, they're not saying... Okay, Manish Mehta is not saying that he is going to be a potential GM. They're saying that he's there to help them look for a GM. Yeah, and then a ton of people contradicted Manish Mehta yesterday and said that, including Schrager. I think Schrager came out and said, no, the only thing they talked about was me helping them out with some of their preseason broadcasts. Well,
at least that's one step better than Oakland, who hired an analyst as their general manager.
Manish Mehta is plugged in as anyone. Yeah. So,
Manish Mehta is on a... No, he's not plugged in as anyone because he got screwed on the... McCagnan fire.
Right.
So Manish Mehta is out for blood because he looked like an ass because everyone else was reporting there was a rift between Gase and McCagnan, and he kept going vehemently that it wasn't happening. And then he was told by sources it wasn't happening. So now he's just crushing them. So if he even hears a whiff of anything, he's going nuts on it.
Yeah.
But the Jets are so dumb, I don't doubt it. Boy, is that organization stupid. In fact, the Daily News did a thing, who's the worst owner in New York, and the Johnsons came up.
Oh, that's not true. Dolan's the worst.
Not when you have Manish Mehta, who's got screwed on your schedule.
At least the Jets had some modicum of success with Sanchez as the quarterback. I mean, they went deep in the playoffs.
Isn't Dolan getting sued by his own shareholders right now for not showing up to work enough?
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the guy sucks.
I'm not the one who did this study.
No, we're saying that study is wrong.
Yeah,
saying the Knicks are clearly worse.
Just from the outside looking in, I wonder what's more valuable. I mean, the Knicks have got to be a more valuable franchise, right?
Yes,
because I think the Knicks
NFL teams are worth more than any other organization.
You say that, but the Knicks were apparently valued at $6 billion.
I don't know.
There's no way the Knicks are more valuable than the Jets.
You see, you wouldn't think that, but the Knicks, some weird thing. Okay, so what did the
Does Dolan own Madison Square Garden?
I think he does. I think part of the deal was one of the reasons he wouldn't leave is that some people tried to buy the team, but they also wanted Madison Square Garden, and he said that he wouldn't give it up. Like, they only wanted to buy one and not the other. But I think that didn't the Clippers just sell for, how many billion?
Well, no.
It might be $4 billion are valued at.
The Clippers sold for $2 billion.
Okay, so I think they said the Knicks is now valued at $4 billion.
Knicks are $3.6 billion. This is the Forbes list every year.
Yeah.
Last year, the Knicks were seventh most valuable, right behind the Patriots, $3.6 billion, and that was ahead of the Jets at $2.75 billion.
Yeah, the Knicks are a more valuable franchise than the Jets, which is crazy, seeing that it's the NBA versus the NFL.
Knicks, by the way, the growth for the Knicks are up 10%, from 2017, despite the fact that they are terribly managed.
Yeah, on February 7th, there was a new updated list, and it says the Knicks are now worth $4 billion, which is just insane. I mean, I don't know. Unless your name's Jeff Bezos, which apparently that's the rumors that he wants to buy the Knicks. And this is the only person that I guess Dolan has considered selling it to, is because I guess that he's going to end up overpaying a ridiculous amount because, of course, he's Jeff Bezos and can do that.
Well, there you have it. The Jets are so bad, they're outvalued by
almost doubled in value by the Knicks. Well, someone who's going to keep the value high for the New England Patriots is, of course, Julian Edelman. Now, Julian Edelman has been wildly underpaid during his time as a Patriot. So now, as a matter of fact, I think that he was due to get only $2 million this season with a couple of bonuses. Like, there was a $500,000 workout bonus, I think close to $400,000 just for roster bonuses and incentives. So, I mean, not much more than $3.5 million. And he's obviously worth more than that. So the Patriots said, all right, we are going to pay up and give you a 2-year contract extension that includes an $8 million signing bonus and $12 million in guaranteed money. You don't hear about this happening often, where somebody gets rewarded for being underpaid with the Patriots organization. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of an eye-opener. It kind of shows how much they like him. They're saying that they're signing him until the end of his career. So they're assuming that he's going to be done playing by the time this is over with. And I believe this matches up with what most people were speculating Tom Brady's to end at, and that is when he's 44 years old. And Adam Schefter even tweeted yesterday after this was done, well, now that they've gotten Julian Edelman out of the way, it's time to start working on a Tom Brady extension.
The comparison for Edelman has always been Wes Welker, right?
Yep.
And remember, the Patriots wouldn't extend themselves for Welker?
Yep.
And I seem to remember that Welker was 31, 32 when he left the Patriots organization, and Denver signed him to something very similar than what Edelman just got from the Patriots.
I think he got $6 million a year for 2 years.
I think that's what he got when he Welker
went to Denver.
Welker got 2 for 12, I think, when he went to Denver, and he was a year younger than Welker is now.
Well,
I mean, a year younger than Edelman is now.
You want to know what the difference is? Belichick liked Edelman and didn't like Welker.
No kidding.
So, I mean, I think that means everything.
Well, I mean, he's bros with the QB. I mean, they're
tight. That's true, too.
Yep. They have two peas in a pod.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever you think about that money, it's a good idea to have him around as long as Tom Brady is around. He's got his nice little trap door there. And, you know, you got old reliable, Mr. Julian Edelman.
A lot of, you know, soul skating around the city.
Man. Today's Edelman's birthday? Well, happy birthday, Jules.
Wow.
We'll get you a cool, like, board to shred on.
Well, yeah. You know, he's got one of those, like, long boards that are so cool, and then he's going to just, you know, go down by the river and just cut it up with some friends.
Remember he posted a video of himself in a limo going to his pop-up store? I was like, gonna go hang out, surprise some people. And then they walk in, nothing but JE 11 skateboards.
You know, as much as I obviously crapped on the fact that there was this, like, you know, a pop-up store that sold like $300 JE 11 skateboards, you see Julian Edelman clothes everywhere now. And we kind of joke when it first came out. And even like Ninkovich was joking that he's the only guy who's, other than Tom Brady, who's got his own like logo. And that stuff's everywhere.
You see it everywhere you do?
Yep.
I don't.
I don't either. Go to any sporting event, JE 11 stuff's everywhere. Bird. You work these Red Sox games. How often do you see JE11 stuff? Yeah, all the time. It's
okay.
All over the place.
Well, maybe they haven't made it out to the suburbs where Fred and I are. No,
I don't
know.
Think they've made it out of
I'm not kidding you. It's like one of those things where I didn't want to be true, but it's everywhere.
The only pro athlete I ever remember wearing Edelman stuff was Olynyk before he left.
Tell you what, the skate culture is going to really embrace the Julian Edelman.
Yeah, because he's not a poser at all.
He represents everything about skateboarding. A pretty boy wide receiver. Yeah,
he's a surfer dude. He's Californian. He doesn't wear a shirt.
Yeah, he's a Kent State. He's a big guy. All right, no commercials here, just the headline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.